Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, today we are so excited that you have joined us. You are listening to Woman Act Now Radio with your host, Coach Anna McCoy. I am her trusted sidekick, Shauna Stallworth, and we are so excited that you are joined us on today. All this month, we've been talking about next-level leadership, and today we didn't want to disappoint you, but we just wanted to go ahead and end that with some great principles that we're going to share with you on today. And if you haven't had an opportunity to share with us in our show on our previous shows this month, you want to be certain to go back and look at our archives on Woman Act Now Radio on blogtalkradio.com. If you are looking or wondering or just in need of a coach in your life, we also want to encourage you to visit our website at www.womanactnow.com and allow us to help coach you through the execution gap of achieving your dreams, visions, and ideas. We have some wonderful things in store for you on today. Hopefully, you'll hear from some of our WAN members who may be joining us on the line and will be certainly participating or interacting with us throughout this experience for this call on today. And we want to encourage you to join in on the show if you'd like to call in or be a guest or watch us live on Ustream.tv. You can certainly do that and join us in the chat room. Share with us any questions you may have regarding next level leadership and our topics on today, and we'd be more than happy to answer you or at least say hello to you over the air. So I want to welcome our host on this morning or today, Coach Anna McCoy. So welcome, Coach Anna.
Hey, Shauna, how you doing? Hello, everybody.
Hi, excellent.
I want to welcome all of our listening audience today. We're excited to have you with us, and this is going to be an exciting time for us wrapping up. Although this is July the 1st, we're going to wrap up our next level leadership on today because it was so much information that we wanted to share with you, and we've got to finish it. So I'm excited that you're here with us, and we're going to go ahead and get started because I have a lot of information that I want to share with you on today. So let's get started. The first place I want to start, because we're talking about five exemplary practices of leaders. And before we get started, one of the things that I want to talk about specifically today is attitude. You know, attitude determines everything. Attitude determines your altitude. You've heard all of those different statements. And so I want to talk about really my definition of attitude. I write in the book, Woman Act Now, Learn, Launch, and Live Your Dream. If you haven't read it, we want you to get a copy. You can get a copy wherever books are sold, at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble's, Borders, and get your foundational copy of Why We Do What We Do, Woman Act Now. So we talked in there about brand new attitude. And one of the things when we think about leadership is all about your ability to have influence. That's where we started this month off, talking about what is leadership. Leadership is influence, influencing your ability to get others to follow your lead. So I'm going to take over the switchboard because Shauna keeps falling out of the picture trying to see around that camera. So I'm going to help her out just a little bit. So if you want to watch us live, you can do so at Woman Act Now. Go to your member area, and you'll see us broadcasting broadcasting live on the front page. If you're not a member of Woman Act Now and you're responding to one of our Twitter messages or our Facebook, just click on that link, and it'll take you right to our live broadcast right now. So we're pretty excited. Let's talk about attitude. Attitude as a leader is going to determine a number of different things, from the perspective of we can deal with several different things when it comes to our attitude. So we've already sent out our Twitter messages and our Facebook messages to let people know that we are on the air. So attitude. From my perspective, Shauna, attitude is the external reflection of your inward thoughts, beliefs, and feelings towards a person, an object, or an ideology.
Okay.
And that is one of the definitions that I defined in my book, Woman Act Now. Mm-hmm. And the purpose is where I really became to understand about attitude. Attitude does determine a lot of things, and
mm-hmm.
it certainly determines how an outcome is going to happen in a given situation,
mm-hmm.
and how we lead, how we instruct, how we direct other people.
Mm-hmm.
And so in writing the book Woman Act Now, I came up with this whole idea about attitude is that external reflection. And what I really mean by that is your attitude is going to demonstrate to the people around you
mm-hmm.
what you're really feeling on the inside. You know, if you don't like the situation, your emotions, you hadn't learned to master those emotions,
mm-hmm.
it is going to reveal to those other people in that circle, whether you're in a restaurant, it's going to reveal to that waiter or waitress
mm-hmm.
that, you know what, you don't really like this.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because your mind is starting, your beliefs, your thoughts, and your feelings about a particular thing
mm-hmm.
is starting to tell off on you, and the way it reveals itself is through your attitude.
Mm-hmm.
So now take that again. Attitude is the external reflection of your inward thoughts, beliefs, and feelings toward a person, an object, or an ideology,
mm-hmm.
or a situation, a circumstance that you might find yourself. And so when I think of that, it's so important. We're going to talk about this on next month, and I'm excited about that subject matter of personal mastery. And so when you think about personal mastery, it is about you being able to master your emotions,
mm-hmm.
to make healthy decisions, to do all sorts of things. But again, this is about your attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I can get women to think about attitude in a form as an external reflection.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think that way, even as a leader, then perhaps you might also think that if it is an external reflection, what do I want people to perceive of my attitude? Because
mm-hmm.
that's what they call it, so to speak. They call your beliefs, your thoughts, and your feelings
mm-hmm.
attitude. Okay, got it? So because this is what you're feeling on the inside, so as a leader, we have to learn to master our emotions
mm-hmm.
so that as we reflect, that external reflection
mm-hmm.
is what other people say is our attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's so important as a leader that we understand that we have to maintain an attitude that is reflective of really the results that we want
right.
to get from people. So that's why I say attitude is a simple external reflection of your inward thoughts, your beliefs, and your feelings towards a person, an object, or an ideology, the way
mm-hmm.
you think, the circumstances, what's going on in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you remember the example I gave in the book Woman Act Now
mm-hmm.
had to do with you going into a restaurant and you place an order.
Mm-hmm.
The order comes back differently than you expected.
Yes.
Okay? And you get so upset, your beliefs, your thoughts, your feelings
mm-hmm.
start to be externally reflected.
Mm-hmm.
You know, can't they get anything right?
Right.
What is wrong with this? All of that is an
yes.
external reflection of what we say is attitude.
Mm-hmm.
So I also gave the illustration, what would happen if you're, because some people are so committed to their attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Even as leaders, we're so committed that we're going to respond to something this way. Are we going to hold our attitude towards a specific thing?
Mm-hmm.
But what was really interesting to me is watching in this example that I gave, because I actually was in a restaurant,
mm-hmm.
and this is what occurred. It was a new restaurant just starting out,
mm-hmm.
and really what happened is the person ordered the eggs. They didn't come the way they wanted. They sent the eggs back. The person who was waiting on them started arguing with the cook,
mm-hmm.
and it was just going on and on. And then when the lady came back, or the gentleman came back to the table, they're saying, well, they're new. They just started. This is, you know, their first day.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden, the person who's sitting there making this request
mm-hmm.
and this reflective attitude,
mm-hmm.
what we call a bad attitude
right.
or difficult attitude or whatever the case,
right.
now shifts their attitude.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, what was important, now
exactly.
it has a different reflection because there was a change in information.
Mm-hmm.
So you change your information, you change your attitude.
Right.
Now all of a sudden, I've got a little empathy for that person.
Right.
I got a little bit of empathy and sympathy for this particular situation,
mm-hmm.
and now my attitude has shifted. So as quickly as we can shift our attitude in a particular given situation, I'm saying as a leader, we must be responsible
mm-hmm.
for maintaining or for directing that external reflection of what we're believing, what we're thinking, and what we're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So now that leads me to what our subject matter is. I just wanted to kind of build that stage that as we continue to go forward in leadership principles, I want to build a stage that is so important that you have a platform where your attitude is in check. Because your attitude is what's going to get people to give you what you want.
That's right.
Your attitude will influence the things that you want in life. It will influence things that people are going to give you.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to really impact you in that area of attitude today.
Mm-hmm.
So thinking about it, going into this next one, because maintaining, how do you maintain a healthy attitude? I've taught in Woman Act Now. What's one of the things that I say, Shauna?
You have to master your emotions.
Master those emotions. When you start to master those emotions, ladies, something miraculous starts to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I learned this from my mentor, Al Hollinsworth,
mm-hmm.
is that, Anna, learn to master your emotions. And I'm thinking, what is he talking about?
That's
you know,
Jesus.
At the end of the day, I actually experienced this, is learning how to master my emotions. I was in a sales situation, and in that sales call, I had an irate customer.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, this man is losing his mind. Okay, now I'm not going to sit up here and take his abuse.
Right.
And I could start to feel my water boiling.
Mm-hmm.
You know when I talk about that water
right.
boiling? You
right.
know,
to the
those
top.
Molecules
right.
start moving on me. So I said, I'm not about to sit here
right.
and listen to him. I don't care if he is the customer.
Mm-hmm.
Lose his mind. You know, it's not about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so I sat there, and then all of a sudden I started hearing this voice. Master your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be a leader. We are a leader of men. So you learn
mm-hmm.
how to master your emotions. And I'm thinking, you know what? Get that voice up out of my head because I'm ready to tell him a few things.
Right.
And ultimately what ended up happening, because I was able to really master
mm-hmm.
my emotions, I was able to manage to turn that situation around, to de-escalate
mm-hmm.
his attitude, his passion, his anger.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to bring that down and got him to end up to actually do business with us.
Mm-hmm.
But if I would not have been able to master my emotions, I would
yeah.
not have been able to influence his decision-making
right.
ability.
Right.
So
right.
when you think about it, mastering your emotions. Another thing that we talk about in Woman Act Now and maintaining a healthy attitude,
mm-hmm.
just in general, not only as a leader,
mm-hmm.
but also as just an individual, is making what? Decision
mm-hmm.
based on facts. You know, many of us get so, they really go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now you're so emotionally out of order here that you can't even see the facts. So our objective is getting us to understand is that, you know, if we can make a decision, we can master our emotions, because if you can master your emotions, whatever situation that you're in, you're going to be able to decipher facts
mm-hmm.
from fiction.
Mm-hmm.
Most people
mm-hmm.
respond in their emotions based
mm-hmm.
on fiction, and I'm not saying that there are certain facts that would stimulate the proper emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. However, when we're leading others, we're interacting with others, we need to be people who can understand that difference.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, am I mastering my emotions? Am I just too hot-headed about this, or
mm-hmm.
what am I missing here? So when we start to learn and embrace these principles that, you know, you make decisions based on the facts.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the facts, and then once you've seen that, you can bring some other ways of reasoning into it, but at least know the facts.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes, even in relationships, you know, when you think you found the one, many times we make a decision based on emotion and not based on fact. You know you don't have no job, but I'm so in love. That's the difference with facts and emotions. All right, the next one is living in the moment. Live in the moment, being careful not to judge
mm-hmm.
others without understanding. Much of the information that I'm covering with you today, ladies, if you're a member of Woman Act Now, it is all written out, so you can go there. If you're taking notes, you can go to your member area, just put in your search area, leadership, and you're going to get all of the information pointed out in different laid out for you in note-taking style so that you can go back and really begin to read this, digest it, start to execute it on your in your job, in your situation. So that's what's exciting to me is being able to share this. And I try to practice most of this. I don't always get it right, but I really try to lead with an attitude of greatness.
Mm-hmm.
That is my passion, to lead with an attitude of excellence,
mm-hmm.
is to pursue these types of principles so that as I am leading others, that, you know, there's a real significant difference because, you know what, we talked about leadership is about change. It's about being able to bring about positive change in a situation. And that leads me right to my next one is be positive and optimistic. Ah, you know what I'm saying? So that's how you have this excellent attitude. I don't know who could tell you if you met a person and they told you about Anna McCoy, probably one of the first things they're going to say is she's very positive. She's an encourager. She's optimistic. One of the things I can definitely say about Shauna is she's very optimistic. I mean, it could be a dire situation, and Shauna's like, well, no, not really. I'm like, if you say something else, I thought I was positive, but this is, like, way positive. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I can't take no more positive. Just look at the facts. Quit responding by your emotions, Shauna. That's an emotional response. Does not see that the fact of the matter is this is a problem. You see what I'm saying? So, but anyway, believe, and of course, here's the next one, why Shauna has such a great attitude. Everybody comments about, oh, she's so wonderful. Why? She believes the best in all situations. And I really mean that in all situations, not some, in all situations. I mean, that we handle some really interesting situations around here. And Shauna just believes the best in every situation. So, ask yourself if a situation or problem is really that big of a deal. Even if it isn't, try to forgive and let go. That's another way as a leader to keep your attitude in check. And then, of course, I've already mentioned this, is pursue excellence in everything you do. Now, some of these topics, you know, we're going to touch on when we talk about personal mastery on next month. You're going to have this same experience. We're going to start talking about this. We're going to hold you to a high level of personal accountability, you know, enough excuses, looking at other people as your problem. You are the answer to your problem. And so that's what we want you to walk away with. So I hope that I've taken this first segment of our show to really help you understand how important it is that we establish a great attitude as the foundation to really demonstrate exemplary leadership principles in our ability to influence other people. So we're going to go into those practices. I've got five practices of exemplary leadership that I want to share with you today. The very first one is model the way. I often say this, Shauna, and you hear me say, well, I want, if I'm going to lead, I want to make sure that whatever I'm leading, I'm willing to do it. Yes. I'm willing to model the way. I'm willing to be an example. Now, notice I said I'm willing. Oftentimes, I may or may not have to be the example. But in any case, my heart is such that I am willing to be that example in that environment. So the first principle is model the way. And Shauna, share with us some ideas that we've talked about when we talk about modeling the way.
It's do what you say you're going to do.
That's a good one. Do what you say you're going to do as a leader. It is so important that we really do that. If we say that this is how we're going to do it, this is the commitments we're going to make, then guess what? We've got to carry it out. We've got to see that our word really is performed. Another one is have a discussion on personal and shared values. It is so important that we understand what people value around us. If we do not understand that, guess what? You're going to be very disappointed along the way. You're going to be expecting some things that just aren't going to happen because you really don't understand. I heard a message several years ago, it had to be 15 years ago, from a gentleman out of, I believe he was out of D.C. His name escapes me, but I remember the name of this book, and it was called Corporate Destiny.
Wow.
Corporate Destiny was the name of the book. And it was Corporate Destiny, and he came to speak to us in a conference about corporate destiny, how important it was to understand not only the corporate destiny, but the individual destiny. And when we think about individual destiny, you think about destiny. Destiny has nothing, it has everything to do with values. What do people value? What is their, what's personally important to them? That's what destiny is all about. Now, people can do work. They can do what they need to do. But if you have no idea what their corporate or individual destiny is, it is very hard as a leader to be able to speak to those things, to put people in the right place, to identify gifts and talents.
Right.
The next one is what, Shauna?
Measure the important things. What gets measured gets done. That's a good one.
So go ahead and tell us about it. What do you think? What are you walking away with that one?
Well, when we think about that, when it talks about measure the important things, you always share with us on the results, Shauna, on the results, mm-hmm. on the results. And it was so funny because the other day when you had given me a charge or given me a task to do,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't look the way I wanted to look, or I wanted to be much more presentable because I was representing the company.
Right.
And I was going to introduce the company to a new potential business.
Right.
So I went and I said, you know what? I said, I'm not really comfortable with how I look right now. But what immediately popped in my head was, on the results, Shauna, on the results, on the results.
Because what was going to happen? The next question is, why didn't we do it?
And right.
What are you going to tell me then?
Mm-hmm. Well, I really didn't look the way I wanted to look. And then I would have heard, on the results, Shauna. Well, what's the result? On the result.
No excuses. What is the excuse? And I was talking to Shauna about something, and I said, never mind. I don't want to hear it. I do not want to hear it just because inevitably what I find mm-hmm. is in these situations, you know how you could have done it,
yes.
but you chose to do something differently. Mm-hmm. You let a barrier or something mm-hmm. frustrate you or get in your way, and
mm-hmm.
now I'm like, I still don't have what I want.
Right. But I marked my little cell phone in there. I did what I was supposed to do, and I own the results.
See?
I got it taken care of, and the person that I introduced myself to,
yes.
She was the right connection to make. She was so nice. She didn't even pay attention to what I had on.
See?
And when I walked out of there, I was so excited because I did what I was supposed to do, and I owned the result, and I moved on about my way on to the next task.
There you go.
So it says what gets measured gets done.
So measure what's important. You know, measure it. When we talk mm-hmm. about measuring it, it's really about consequences.
Mm-hmm.
If you'll pay attention to what are the consequences of this opportunity or what's the consequences of this not being met? Well, if you measure that, guess what? You'll determine, is this important or is it not?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about time management this week.
Mm-hmm.
Time management matters, and how leaders, when you think about your leadership, leaders measure that time. But one of the things that I really began to promote or to push is that as a leader, time management matters. And what we mean by that, I'm going to just take a minute just to read the WAN word of the day, which is a daily word that we receive mm-hmm. through Woman Act Now that are authored by Coach Anna McCoy. They're authored by me, and don't be stealing my stuff. You put quotes around it when you share it with somebody else because you know it's deep. Right, how about, ooh, that's good, Coach, that's good. And then you be up there saying, I don't get no credit. Well, credit me one time, you know, after one, maybe two, maybe three, and after the third time, you know you're going to own
yours.
It anyway because you're going to forget where you got it from. That's just the way the system works. But anyway, time management matters. Can you really manage time? Not really. Time never ceases. Stop managing time and start managing the why
mm-hmm.
to achieve greater mm-hmm. results. And that's what we talk about, managing the why is what is measurable.
Mm-hmm.
What will you measure? So managing the why helps you to discover what matters.
Mm-hmm.
Exceptional leaders manage the decisions and priorities based on what or who matters rather than how much time is required to handle the
mm-hmm.
matter. Now remember, we're talking about those five exemplary leadership principles. The one that we're on right now, all of this content, has to do with modeling the way.
Mm-hmm.
So if you begin to measure the why, you're modeling the way. You begin to help people say,
right.
why are we doing this? Why is this important? Why do we need this much? Start
mm-hmm.
asking the why, and you'll get much greater results. Be willing to do some of the hard things you ask others to do. Oftentimes, it's interesting, we had an opportunity with one of our clients doing this very, covering the content that we're talking about today, and one of the things I had this group do is I started around the wall, and I started having them just tell me the things they thought were challenges in leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, one was leaders don't model the way.
Mm-hmm.
Leaders don't do the hard things that they expect other people to do. And so when you think about modeling the way, it is so important that we begin to think through what are those difficult things. And if nothing else, try to do something. And I've talked about this throughout the series of Next Level Leadership. If you haven't seen Undercover Boss, you need to seek it out on the internet. Maybe you can see something on YouTube. But one of the things about that was modeling the way, trying to do the hard things. And what we deemed as the lower-level jobs were the most difficult ones for those executives. Why? Because they just were not familiar. They did not have the skill set. So it's a lot easier to lead from the back when you don't know what's going on than to lead from the front line. So make a plan so that large projects are broken into small wins, modeling the way. Oftentimes people just give people, go do this, but we talk about it all the time when we talk about Woman Think. What are those six executable steps that you can do to make this happen? So at the end of the day, you're not setting people up to fail.
Right.
The next one is inspire a shared vision. When we think about inspiring a shared vision, there are two core principles to vision that I want to share with you on today. The first one is a leader with a clear vision prompts people to move faster. Nothing worse than saying, hey, let's do this, and we don't have a vision of how we can get there, because that leader or that leadership team has not taken the time to think through the path on how to achieve that result. The next one is a leader with a vision gains people's trust. These are two core principles that you must possess when you think about your leadership vision. When I had the opportunity to talk to Dick Parsons, and I wrote about that in the book Woman Act Now, Learn, Launch, and Live Your Dream, he said, it is so imperative. I said, what is one of the characteristics a leader must possess? He said vision. If people have no vision, they don't know what to do. And so it's so important to have those two core principles as a leader, and that is having a clear vision. It will prompt people to move faster. Remember, vision is all about getting others. It's creating a roadmap so ultimately we can get to the results that we want, whether it's in our business, in our relationship, in our community, you know, with our family. We need a vision, whether it's financially. We need a vision in order to get to that place much faster than we would if we did not have one. And then secondly, a vision gains people's trust. You know, when you come up with a vision, and it's so amazing. I had one of our members, she was sharing with me about a vision, you know, her pastor's vision and how he didn't really have a clear vision because he was asking for some very simple things. And her recommendation was, why don't you write a vision? Why don't you put a picture, you know, put some pictures in a vision so that people can see what you want, you know, what you need. And then it becomes much clearer to people. And guess what? People will, you'll build the trust. People know what's going to happen. Number two is you'll get there much faster. Now, think about some of the women of Woman Act Now and how they're trying to make their way and do certain things. When we get them and we encourage them to write it, to write a letter, to communicate it, to post it in a forum, then all of a sudden now people are responding to their need. Why? Because they've made their vision clear. So it helps them to get there much, much faster. The next one is, in obtaining a vision, you have to know your passion. Use experience. Keep your eyes open. Be a listener. Be a learner. And focus. And guess what? Another great quote from Coach Anna McCoy. You shared with the people, Shauna.
Without focus, vision is impaired.
It's impaired because guess what? Without focus, you can't see anything. In fact, you know, you know how when you cross that 40-year-old thing, you know, people say, oh, you need glasses too? Oh, no, I don't really need glasses. I can see well. I have 20/15 vision in one eye and 20/20 vision in the other eye. But what's interesting about these glasses is without them, I have impaired vision, impaired focus, because I can't focus. My focus is off. It's like a lens on a camera, and that's what happens to you when you cross over that 40. Things aren't as clear as they used to be, but your vision is great. However, I wouldn't know that my vision was impaired until I went to have it tested. And I'm thinking, I've got 20/20. He says, your eyesight is great, and you know what? You probably never lose that, but what you're losing is focus. And like on a camera, when you hear that little click, that little thing go click, you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
That's that camera lens that's actually trying to focus in, the optical lens focusing in on that object. So when I put my glasses on, everything looks like HD.
Oh.
Although without them, they look like standard def. And that's fine, too. I mean, I can see it. I can get the results. I can have the experience and don't feel like I'm lacking anything until I experience, oh, my God, that's HD. Everything is so much clearer. So when you think about your vision, you think about your vision as a leader.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's just like that. And some of us are so bad, it's just plain old analog. For those of you who don't understand, I mean, that's like way back, taking us way back, taking what? All the way back. And so when you think about that, we want you to be in the high def world where you can be so clear and crisp like these glasses, everything. I mean, it is so crisp.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I see that gray hair right there. You see what I'm saying? That's how crisp. I couldn't see that before I had those glasses on. So, but when you think about it, ladies, this is about you having a clear vision so that you can help people move faster for you and have a clear understanding of where you want them to go. So inspire a vision. That's number two. The first one was model the way. Number two was inspire a shared vision. Be clear about the strengths of the past. Now, that is so important. You know, people always say hindsight. You know, boy, in hindsight, boy, if I would have known what I've known now, you know. But we're saying remember the strengths of your past, because when you're able to do that as a leader, you're able to sort through gifts and talents and skill sets of the people on your team. You're able to understand who did well over here, what where were we victorious, what are our strengths of the past.
Right.
Okay, number two is be aware of the values and motivations of those whom you work with. That's also a part of the way, a part of modeling the way is having that discussion, discussing that shared vision and value of those personally involved with your team. The next one is construct a vision statement and have others add their feedback. Now, this I think is really important, and we probably should do a lot more of it in Woman Act Now, is constructing a vision statement. For example, when we think about this month, if we would, if I would use that as an example, and I say our theme is next level leadership, the vision is that, you know, throughout this month, by the end of this month, I want to have been able to share leadership principles that ultimately will take women to the next level by influencing their thought process on their acts of leadership. Do you see what I'm saying? So now that's a vision statement. So that now, ultimately, by the end of this month, which the end of June, which we've accomplished, and we're just rounding that up today, is I hope that I've been able to achieve that vision statement. Although I didn't specifically make that statement, I did make the statement, but I didn't create it as a vision statement. So that whatever we do, if we think vision in projects, vision in the tasks that we need to do, it will help us to really focus on getting everyone on the same page. What is the purpose? Remember, why are we doing this? We're doing this so that all of the information we share will help women to take their leadership level in whatever area they're currently working in, whether it's in their family or in their workplace. It will take their thinking. It will take their actions. It will help them to demonstrate greater acts of leadership in their environment. So I hope we've been successful in doing that.
I believe you have, Coach.
Thank you. The next one is keep your eye on the big picture and keep heading on that path. Oftentimes it's so easy is that as a leader, it's our job to inspire vision. You know, that we have managers who can make sure the task gets done. But as a leader, it's important that we have the knack to inspire vision. And the ways that I'm sharing with you are ways in which you can keep people on the path that you want them to be on in order to inspire that vision. The next thing I want to share with you is speak positively. We've already addressed that in modeling the way as it related to having maintaining a healthy attitude. So a part of inspiring that vision is letting that attitude shine, and that is speaking positively. I often tell people, well, of course, we have hard things to say to people, but at the same time, we can learn how to kiss, kick, and kiss. That's where we're going to say something positive. Then we'll deal with the issue that may be perceived as negative, and then we will wrap it up with, but you know what? You really did this well. I addressed Shauna on something a couple of days ago, and again, I did say, and you ending that out, but you've done a great job doing such and such. So it's important that we learn how to kiss while we're trying to kick, but learn to kiss again, and that's a part of speaking positively. Often people will say, you know, it's just negative. But if you learn how to sandwich it, you'll get rid of that statement pretty quick. People don't know you beat them up after you kiss them so much. And then the last one is listen first and often. Is, you know, Stephen Covey talks about seeking first to understand before being understood. Seek first, you know, I'm going to listen to see what this issue is. And that was also one of those areas where people chose or said that leaders lack the most is that we don't listen well. The next part is number three out of our five principles we're sharing with you today on exemplary leadership. Number three is challenge the process. That's what leaders do. Tell us a little bit about that, Shauna.
Question the status quo. Find something that needs fixing.
Remember we told you that if you want to travel the leadership ladder as quickly as possible, fix a problem. Be a part of the solution, and it will start to gain attention, and guess what? People will begin to call on you. Another one is
add adventure and challenge to the work process.
Is that when you think about that, as a leader, our objective is challenging the process. It's our responsibility. When you see a team getting into what we call a lag or a snag, or they get stuck, and they're continually doing things the same way, they're nonchalant, they're getting some things done, but they've lost that energy, they've lost that passion, then we also need to be focused on trying to find ways that we can challenge the process of what they're doing to create creative opportunity in the work process. Because most people just get tired of doing the same thing over and over and over again, even though they're getting results. Something about the way we work, it just doesn't work with us. So as a leader, we have to stay focused on that. What's our next one, Shauna?
Be open to new ideas.
You don't need any explanation on that one, do you? We talked about being versatile as a leader, that looking for opportunities, being exposing yourself to exposure in different areas, you know, to choose different opportunities that really can help you see things differently. And that's where I talked about the undercover boss. That totally exposed them to the challenges, to what was going on within their ranks. And what was amazing to me, they found out people were doing things that they never even sanctioned. Because you know what? If you leave people to their own devices, they will come up with their own vision.
It's true.
Okay? Share with us our next one, Sean.
Oh, model risk-taking.
In that area of modeling risk-taking, and we're, again, challenging the process, modeling risk-taking is, as a leader, you know, if you're unwilling to take any risk or unwilling to rock the boat, it's highly probable that most people who are working with you are just going to sit back there. They're not going to take the initiative. They won't have any ideas. They won't take any risk. So you've got to learn how to model the way.
Debrief every failure as well as every success.
I love that one. That's the meeting after the meeting before the meeting. And when you think about if you're challenging the process as a leader, sometimes we fail at things and we just leave them in that space of failure. Whereas in Woman Act Now, Learn, Launch, and Live Your Dream, we encourage you that failure is nothing more than feedback. And so as a leader, we want to take advantage of the opportunity to get that valuable feedback that says, wait a minute, what could we do differently the next time? Because we're not going to do this the same. And so we're saying, as a part of challenging the process, we want to know what is that feedback when we fail so that we can do it differently. And guess what? We want to know the feedback that when we succeed, we can do it over again and
right.
still succeed.
Right.
Okay? So we want you to debrief every failure as well as every success.
Be open to feedback coming from other industries, departments, customers, and vendors.
Well, that's one of the great things about, I think, being a leader
mm-hmm.
is often having a number of different ways in which you can gather information.
Mm-hmm.
And a part of, again, challenging that process is also about being open to where that feedback might come from.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you know, we talk about, we should be, when we talked about open to exposure, I believe that's what it was, where the curious leader,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I would say is a part of the challenging the process, is really about being the curious leader,
mm-hmm.
is having curiosity about what's going on around you
mm-hmm.
and seeking out these opportunities. So I want to share another WAN word of the day, and you can follow WAN word of the day on our blog. You can go to our website, womanactnow.com, and look in the lower right corner of the homepage, and you'll see the WAN word of the day. You can click on one of those, and it'll take you to our blog, and you can follow that, and you'll get these WAN words of the day as we update them. But this one is the curious leader. Curiosity forces you to ask, seek, and knock.
Mm-hmm.
Being curious keeps you from settling mm-hmm. in your comfort zone, challenges your thinking, causes reflection, stimulates versatility, and compels you to explore, expand, and choose.
Hmm.
So when you think about challenging the process, we also want you to be that curious leader who will be open to the feedback from your vendors, your customers, the people you work with. The fourth one, the fourth principle, and let me just do a recap quickly of those first three principles. The first one is model the way, and these are the five practices of exemplary leadership. Model the way. Number two is inspire a shared vision. Number three is challenge the process. And now number four, and I love number four, enable others to act. More than anything else, you know, part of this process, and if we have enough time, I want to get to delegating, you know, delegating to others, and what does that mean? Because
mm-hmm.
we really want to empower and enable other people to act.
Mm-hmm.
So number one is, in order to do that, be inclusive. Use we instead of I whenever possible. That's a very, very powerful principle
mm-hmm.
if you want to get people on your team. You will learn how to change the I to a we
mm-hmm.
because when other people hear you say, I did this, or I am going to do this, or I want this done, guess what? You've already excluded yourself from the team. But when they hear you say we, oftentimes I have opportunities to consult with people
mm-hmm.
about their dreams, about their vision, about their business. And one of the things, once they tell me about what the challenge or the issue is, as we begin to go forth, I always say, well, one of the ways we can look at this,
mm-hmm.
or one of the ways we can build this opportunity, or one of the ways, you know, is I'm on their team now because I want to be a part of the team. Not you can do this, not I can do it, but we can do it.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to be conscious that if you are ever in any type of leadership position, or if you're in a meeting with someone and you're representing, but you know you have a team, just use we. It's going to get you so much more yardage than using I, because, you know, we just think, and I'm always conscious. I may say things that my husband, and we have several different businesses, and I work on some, he works on others, but when I'm explaining them, because I'm hands-on with it, I may say I, and then I catch myself, and I said, we have investor, we are doing this to make sure that I'm inclusive. This is something my husband and I both are in agreement that we both have done together. We're both in pursuit of. So
mm-hmm.
it's so important of the we, whether it's in your personal relationship or in your business relationship. The next one, Shauna.
Increase connections with the people you work with.
Now, what's interesting about that is how do we do that? What I think is so important, you know, you're like, okay, coach, are you telling me I got to be best friends with everyone? No, I'm not. I'm actually sharing with you that as you increase connection, I'm also asking you to learn how to communicate well with people
mm-hmm.
in your environment. And what we mean by that simply is communication
mm-hmm.
means to create understanding and not merely to send information.
Mm-hmm.
To make that connection, you've got to know that we're on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
To make that connection, you've got to know that I have bought into your idea.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to know that I am in support of you, where we just talked about being loyal.
Mm-hmm.
All of those things are, you know, as a part of that, and building trust, and I'll cover that a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Who, when you think about your communication, it means to create understanding and not merely send information.
Mm-hmm.
So when we think about the who, include, these are three things you can think about when you're trying to communicate information to someone.
Mm-hmm.
Who, include those who want to know and those who need to know.
Mm.
Okay, that's the key. Who want to know and who need to know.
Mm.
You know, as I'm building new opportunities, you know, we have to always work through communication.
Mm-hmm.
How do you want to be communicated to? What information do you want to know versus what do you need to know? So I'm consistently dealing with those types of issues.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is when. Timing is essential. Follow the chain of command. Executives, managers, or those affected
mm-hmm.
by change as far in advance as practical.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the key is that what is the chain of command? When do we need to communicate? Timing is essential. So you have to look at the chain of command to say, who really needs to know about this and how quickly do they need to know about it,
mm-hmm.
okay, when it comes to communicating. Okay, let me break that down even more. Let me say you have a crisis situation. You hold on to that information, and you don't tell anyone until the last hour.
Mm-hmm.
To the 24th hour, now you're telling people, and guess what? You can't get any of the help. We don't have any recovery
mm-hmm.
time. So when you think about communication, you have to think about the when and the who needs to know and who wants to know. Then when it comes to the when, how important is this? How time sensitive
mm-hmm.
is this? How is this going to impact this? I've seen this more in my career
mm-hmm.
that people who are in lower positions, you know, they're on the front line, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
they don't always know how that one decision, that one piece of information is going to affect the entire team. And the next one is the how. The how is the method of communication we use. Now, we're in a fast-paced environment. All of us are using, you know, PDAs, we're text messaging, we're using cell phones, emails, and now people are upset with you because you don't respond to your email quickly and all sorts of things. Well, I sent you a text message. Well, I sent you a voice message. But the way to communicate is you have to find out, how do people like to be communicated to?
Mm-hmm.
How do they? Where do they respond? Now, some of us are telling you that if you call my voicemail, it might say, you know, if you like to leave a voicemail, I check this voicemail twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's something more urgent, you might want to send me an email.
Mm-hmm.
So now what I've identified is how I accept and receive information.
Mm-hmm.
Or you might have some people say, please leave a voicemail, or don't leave a voicemail at all. You can send me an email, and I'm only going to check my email twice a day, in the morning and the afternoon. If there's anything urgent, you know, you can call my assistant at such and such. But again,
mm-hmm.
we're learning what methods of communication
mm-hmm.
are going to work in various different environments. So consider both the advantages and the disadvantages of verbal,
mm-hmm.
electronic, and written format. You know, when you decide that you want to communicate to your team, are you communicating carefully? I mean, sometimes you send an email and people get totally the wrong idea because
yeah.
it does not express your passion or it could be too passionate based on the words that you might have spoken, and it might have been much, much lighter. So it's important when you think about your communication in enabling others to act. It
mm-hmm.
is so important. The next thing I want to share with you is why communication fails. Now, I just told you what you need to do. Now, let me tell you why it fails. And, again, I've written about this in Woman Act Now
mm-hmm.
on clarity.
Mm-hmm.
Clarity gets the assignment right.
Right.
You know, clarity expels excuses. You know, enough already. All of that talking, stop talking and start doing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't understand. Well, let me make sure you do understand.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about why communication fails. Because remember, that fourth principle is enabling others to act. People
mm-hmm.
can't act if they don't know what to do,
mm-hmm.
if they're not clear about what is expected of them. So the first one is lack of clarity.
not sure of your message. And that's a good one, Coach, because I'm sorry.
Go ahead and talk about it.
You talk about that often, and even in our practice and our communication between each other and within our team,
mm-hmm.
you always say, now, are you clear? Or you'll say, well, let me be clear about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I notice, you know, when we communicate to each other, we're always, I'm like, okay, are you clear about that?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure? If you're not clear, mm-hmm. go back and ask.
Yes.
You know, did you do this? And sometimes it sounds like that you are, you may be micromanaging, but that's really not it.
Absolutely.
You just want to be certain that, like we talked about earlier, owning the result. And if you're going to get the job done the way that it needs to be, you have to push a little bit. Now, sometimes people may not like being pushed a little bit, but that's okay.
Yes, Shauna pushes me too. I just want you to know that this is not a one-way wheelbarrow. You know what I'm saying? This is pushing of each other. I think that's a great point, Shauna, an observation, because when I go back to another WAN word of the day,
mm-hmm.
clarity,
yes.
and all of these WAN words of the day are specific to leadership this month,
mm-hmm.
next month's WAN word of the day will have everything to do with personal mastery. When you
mm-hmm.
think of personal mastery, you know, I am the one responsible
mm-hmm.
for who I am, period.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, unquote. I am
That's
the
good.
One responsible for who I am. Quote, unquote, Coach Anna McCoy. Bam. Talk to me. I know you like that. You'll have to chew on it, though. Chew on it. Yum, yum. Chew. That'll be one of those WAN words of the day. But they will all deal with personal mastery.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go to the Woman Act Now blog, you'll see that these last 30 days
mm-hmm.
have all to do with leadership. And then you
mm-hmm.
can go back and look at some of the other ones from finances
mm-hmm.
to all sorts of things. So we try to stick with the theme across the board. So
mm-hmm.
next month, expect some words on being a master of self. So
mm-hmm.
they'll come in from self-confidence to self-esteem. You know, don't get me started. I'm going to save some of my stuff up for next month. I can't give it all to you right now. So let's continue. When we think about clarity from the WAN word of the day, clarity
mm-hmm.
is critical for successful execution.
Mm-hmm.
Clarity gets the assignment right. Clarity helps you honor your commitments. Clarity keeps you focused on the results. Clarity eliminates confusion.
Mm-hmm.
Clarity expels excuses.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, people. And that's for those of you who are watching. Be clear about what you do today. Woman, act now. So
right.
when you think about clarity, a lack of clarity is why we can't enable others to do what we want them to do.
Mm-hmm.
Enable them to act. It is our responsibility as a leader. And I'm saying, you know what? You have to be responsible.
Mm-hmm.
As a leader of a company, no matter what, if you're in the CEO or you're leading a particular organizational department in that opportunity, you are going to be responsible. The buck will stop with you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying, okay, change your mindset. Be responsible for the outcome. And
mm-hmm.
one of the clearest way you can do it is learn how to communicate well.
Mm-hmm.
So why we fail is we lack clarity. Number
mm-hmm.
two, receiver error. Have you ever heard of it that way? Receiver
mm-hmm.
error. Okay, that's why we fail, why communication fail. What
mm-hmm.
it simply means, the recipient lacks technical knowledge to understand. You know, you go putting it all out there, and they don't have a clue. Shauna, tell me in a minute. I don't understand what you're saying. Because I have already processed something in my mind, and I've gotten to the end of the moment, but I didn't give her any. I always tell my husband, he does this to me, is he says, I gave him the example that you're like, you know, the folded shirt. If you go into a department store, you see these shirts folded,
mm-hmm.
always folded real neatly. Most of us could never fold a shirt unless we worked in retail,
right.
and they showed us how to do that, okay? Most people just want the folded shirt.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want the process. And so my husband is always telling me to get the folded shirt, and I'm always asking, well, how do I fold it?
Mm-hmm.
And so receiver error is simple. Is that you want the result of the folded shirt,
mm-hmm.
but yet the person who you gave the instruction at the front of the line
mm-hmm.
has no knowledge, has no skill set
mm-hmm.
on how to get that result.
Mm-hmm.
They can try, they can keep doing it, but at the
mm-hmm.
end of the day, we call it recipient error,
mm-hmm.
that they don't have that technical knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is poor or inappropriate presentation, verbally communicating complex information. Which what that simply means is that you have to communicate something very technical, but your communication skills are so poor that people don't understand. And so it creates what? Communication failure. The next one is personality, and many of us don't really like to deal with this one. We don't really believe that that's really the reality. Surely they heard me. Well, yes, they might have, or they may not have, but when you think about personality, they don't like you and deliberately misunderstand you. You know, I don't have, you heard it before. I can't hear nothing you're saying.
It's true.
That's what that means. I don't like you, and I don't want to understand, and I'm not going to take any instructions from you.
Mm-hmm.
So are you understanding this, leaders? So if you're working side by side, that's that horizontal leadership. You got some folks in your environment that you can't stand, and so every time they come to tell you something, you misunderstand. You've got issues. You've got barriers. You can't get the work done because you don't like them. So I ask people all the time, are there personality issues? One of the things we used to do in sales, one of the first questions you ask after you give that presentation, you ask that person, do you have any problem with me? Do you have a personal problem with doing business with me? Anything about me you don't like? If they say, oh, no, I just love you, thank you very much. You know why? Because now I can get over that hump. So everything I say, I'm not worried about, you don't like me because of my personality, you don't like the way I look. That's a real serious area of communication failure. So you got to pay attention. You know, how are you getting along with people? How do you, I mean, we had an example of one of our ladies on Conversations with Coach having difficulty with two or three of her supervisors. You know, and she's wondering, why don't they like me? But I forgot to ask, do you like them? If you don't like them, you're not going to hear a thing they said. Because your barriers, you're already blocked off. You're not open to it. So often, more often than not, you're going to have some misinformation. And then we have what's called disinformation, not misinformation, disinformation. Some of you may or may not be familiar with it, but disinformation is where a sender has a hidden agenda. Of course, I've got so much more, but I want to get to the last one. And again, if you're a member of Woman Act Now, you can go to the website. You can download. I think this is about 6 or 7 pages. You can download it, and you can go back over this and begin to encourage your team and begin to practice some of these leadership skills. So number 4 is enabling others to act. You increase those connections. You collaborate with others to plan or solve problems. This is a good one. You share information instead of hoarding it. You give power and opportunity to others. Number 5 is encourage the heart. Celebrate successes with creative rewards and personal recognition. In Woman Act Now, in December, that's going to be our month of celebration. Everything we talk about, we're looking for women to celebrate. We're going to celebrate women in the month of December. Every week on 15 Minutes to Destiny, I'm looking for a member. We're looking for somebody to celebrate. What did you accomplish this year? What did you finish? Why? Because we're going to take a minute to encourage the heart. That's what leaders do in any environment. In addition to that, we want to find out what will be rewarding to members of your team. What motivates people? People have different motivational currency. Another one is coaching others by being clear about their strengths and weaknesses. You know, when you've got to pay attention to who's on your team. What do they do? What do they do well? What don't they do well? And this last one I want you to walk away with today is empower others with choice. Even if you have to lead them, learn how to lead them out of choice. Be a person who will consider all of the options and give individuals a choice. So I want you to know you've been listening to Coach Anna McCoy with my sidekick, Shauna Stallworth, on Woman Act Now Radio. Our topic today was 5 practices. Leadership. We want to encourage you to join us at womanactnow.com. Consider becoming a member, and we'll give you a 30-day free trial. So join us on womanactnow.com so that we can begin to encourage you and really begin to do some of the things we talked about today and modeling the way, encouraging your heart, enabling you to act, really learning how to communicate much, much better as leaders. So we want you to know you're loved and appreciated. We'll talk to you real soon. Join us for Monday, 15 Minutes to Destiny call. where we are going to start our next series on personal mastery for the month of July. Oh, and August, let me tell you about August, is about getting unstuck. So if you're not a member, you want to join today and take advantage of your 30 days of free coaching. And then, oh my God, it keeps going on and on. It's just too much because we're doing Casting Vision in September. We're getting you ready, ladies, to take control of your life. Be blessed, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Who's that lady?
Hannah!
Listen, it's the Real McCoy Show. Stop. Listen, it's the Real McCoy Show. Who's that lady?
Anna.
The Real McCoy. Stop. Listen, it's the Real McCoy Show. Stop. Listen, it's the Real McCoy Show. Who's that lady?
Anna.
The Real McCoy.
Hurry,
come and listen, it's the Real McCoy Show. Hurry, come and listen, it's the Real McCoy Show. Hurry,
ooh,
come and listen, it's the Real McCoy Show.
Anna.
The Real McCoy.
Hurry,
come and listen, it's the Real McCoy Show.
She's persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got...